أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of the one most compassionate, most merciful, most kind. This is Mark Silver with Heart of Business. Welcome to the Remembrance. There are a lot of times where it can be very challenging to trust that we're really being cared for. We can feel that sense of trust. You can feel that sense of trust in moments. And there are moments where it's hard to find. So I want to encourage you, invite you, if you're willing, to be present with any sense that you worry, you're concerned that you're not being cared for, that you're not going to be cared for, that some essential, important need of yours is going to get dropped, missed, ignored, met, perhaps in really inadequate ways. Allah. So much space to feel that and to be present with that. There have no doubt been lots of times in life where a need you had wasn't met. At least not in ways that you could recognize or feel or appreciate. And so just feeling that absence, that yearning, that need. And then bringing your attention to your heart, high up in your chest. Letting your head bow, letting your heart bow. Without trying to fix anything, without trying to fill that need yourself. Just beginning to ask, is love available even here? Is the divine present even here? Calling the name of the divine through the open doorway of your heart. Allah. 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 And in the presence of the divine, in the presence of your heart, beginning to ask with curiosity, without a set answer. Am I being cared for? Am I being cared for? Are my needs being met? Can I trust? This is a really honest, sincere question. Whether your needs are being met, whether the divine is really paying attention, whether you're really being cared for. It's easy to be afraid of this question and be concerned about what happens if the answer is that you aren't being cared for. And that keeps us from asking the question in a really sincere way, really being present for whatever is here for our heart. And if you're willing, and you may not be willing, if you are willing, letting yourself ask. Asking really sincerely. Are you being cared for? Is the divine watching out for you? Are you included when the source of all, from which we are not separate, provides love and source and care to everything? Are you included in that? Is your business included in that? Allowing that to open your heart, that sincerity and wonder, curiosity and yearning to open yourself, even if it's a little raw, and asking without reaching for an answer, but instead asking and opening and resting back and noticing what comes to you, what comes to your heart. And continuing to call the name of the divine through the open doorway of your heart, continuing to call and ask and wonder, and then listen and receive. Noticing what you notice when you're not reaching for an answer, when you're not straining or tensing up to protect yourself from what you fear might be true. Instead, asking and really wondering. I define sincerity as the desire to know the truth no matter what. And my sheikh has said that sincerity is the most important quality for any seeker, or anyone on the path. And this applies in business as well. So allowing the sincerity of of your being, of your heart, to ask. Are you cared for? Am I cared for? Is there divine caring for me? And allowing that, whatever you're sensing, whatever you're noticing, allowing it to sink into your heart. What do you notice? What becomes possible when your heart hears, when you realize what is available and what is happening? What does that do to your beingness, to your heart, to your relationship to the world and to the business? And then noticing, what have you received? Do you have any authentic gratitude or appreciation for anything you've received during this remembrance? Allowing yourself to express that to the divine. And then taking a nice gentle breath and bringing your attention back.